Blog Talk Radio. Amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Today is Friday, September the 10th, 2021. God bless you. We made it through another week safely and healthy and praising the Lord. Have a great weekend as you embark on whatever you have for the weekend, but keep God in it first. Amen. Amen. Shout out to Sister Denise Guest, Sister Carolyn Davis, Sister Diva, her brother Elder Ronnie, Ayana. Hallelujah, praise God, Pastor Parker, and Minister Tobit, and they're recovering. Amen, amen, amen. Today, my topic is sufferers make strong believers. And I'm going to read from the book of Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 27. It is good for a man to bear the yoke in his youth. Amen. Amen. This is as good as a promise. It has been good. It is good. And it would be good for me to bear the yoke. The yoke of censure is an irksome one, but it prepares a man for future honor. He is not fit to be a leader who has not run the quartet of contempt. Praise intoxicates if it be not preceded by abuse. Men who rise to enemies without a struggle usually fall into dishonor. The yoke of affliction, disappointment, and excessive labor is by no means to be sought for. But when the Lord lays it on us in our youth, it frequently develops a character that glorifies God and blesses the church. Come, my soul, bow your neck, take up your cross. It was good for you when young. It will not harm you now. For Jesus' sake, shoulder it cheerfully. That is my word of encouragement. Sufferers make strong believers. So don't look at it because those that suffer do not have a stronger belief than others. That's not the case. It is the case that when you're in your youth, if you believe in your youth as you are in your elder years, you continue, you fortify your strength. Amen. Amen. That is my word of encouragement for today. God bless you. Have a prosperous, have a safe weekend. Remember, COVID is still out here. Be safe. 6 feet, sanitize, wear your mask. It's your choice. But like I said, you know, hey, don't get in there, no debates about people wearing masks or COVID or anything that's going on in the world today. The devil is out for confusion and things, so please do not feed into the devil vices. Amen? Amen. God bless you. God love you. I love you. Hey, have a wonderful weekend. I'll be back with another word on Monday. God bless you. 'Cause God is God. He first loved me. May the Holy Spirit be with you. Amen. Amen. God bless you.